Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Elevating Beyond. And before I really get into it, first of all, I'm in the studio right now. I think I'll be recording another part of this in my other office at Dreamshine, which is a whole other story, which goes to what I have had written down, which I have been needing to talk to all of you about, is what I'm calling today's show, Under Pressure. That's right. How do we deal with the pressure? Especially to business owners, I'm talking to you who've been standing firm since this crap with COVID and everything else has hit from March on. It's now nearing October 2020 as I do this. And this pressure is real, and I'm going to push forward to how I've dealt with what I've dealt with and how to get back and stay on to that freaking complete focus and flip the switch to that killer instinct that you have inside you and run towards the gunfire when everyone else is running away. Because this is what we need to do. This is what we do. There's no other option. And this pressure has been real. And as I was starting at the beginning, welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. You turn on the freaking TV. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican. Look, I'm going to just keep being more and more real with you all. It's stupidity. I think parties are a joke. I've always thought it was stupidity. And my honest opinion is you should always vote for whatever person that you believe has the best characteristics and core values of what you believe in. I don't give a crap what party they're in. And all this political stupidity that's going on, that's dividing people and adding more and more pressure. And by the way, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the news is a freaking business and they are banking more from more viewers. This is the most viewership they've had since the biggest tragedy of 9/11. So I'll be the one to say it. They act like they don't love these pandemics and catastrophes and crises, but they do. And they love to elevate and not really do their jobs as journalists anymore and share the facts and really investigate the stories to help lead you and educate and empower you. Instead, it's dumping more pressure and fear and telling you how you should feel and filling you with anger and dividing everyone more. And there's 20 billion issues constantly going on depending on what channel you watch, and it will get overwhelming. And they edit these stupid little clips that give you a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a freaking story. And what I'm here to say is, if we're going to defund anything, defund the freaking news. You got the control, you got the power button. Turn that crap off. My wife watches it all the time. I pop my earbuds in. But Mark, how are you going to learn what's going on? You think the freaking popular news channels are really telling you factually what's going on? Okay. Nope, they're filling you with more drama and pressure and fear and tension and hate. And I watch more people finish doing the news and they get angry at each other for stuff they weren't even mad about before. You've got to pay attention to what you put into your mindset. You have to guard it. And I'm telling you, in my own life, I don't care. Look, I'm past whatever you, I really don't care if you agree with me or not. I'm right. Turn that shit off. I don't care if you watch Fox. I don't care if you watch CNN. Turn it off. It's crap. Okay? Guard your mindset. Take action by doing what you need to do, by following the purpose in your heart. That's what you can control. In the corner of the world that you're in, continue to take action. Don't waste time with all that negativity and drama, and defund them, turn them off. Don't let anyone else tell you or dictate you what you should feel. That's the way abusive relationships work. It's dysfunctional. That's what the news is. Okay? Unless you can take it. Nope, don't even waste time with that crap. And it's just more and more negative, and people have been home more and stressed more, and we're dealing with our kids in and out of school. Are they going to school? Are they not? Is our company going to be able to open? Are we going to have funds? Are we going to be able to get this loan? And then you have someone quit, and then you have someone not feeling safe, and you're dealing with restructuring and strategizing, and then one news channel is telling you this is going to happen, this is going to end. The other one's saying you're the enemy, you're going to go to hell if you do this, you're a horrible person, how dare you? Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Focus on you. And here's where I want you to step in and go back to that killer instinct. The one that you have overcome all those things in the past in your life that you thought you were never going to make it through. Each one of those Goliaths that stepped in front of you and said, it's going to be impossible. For me, Mark, you'll never make it. You're a loser. Facing jail at age 17, DUI, face smashed in, dealing drugs, living in a trailer park. You're a freaking loser. Passed through from that, went to open my company. The state of Ohio fought against me, 26 years old. You can't do this. You can't open a company for special needs. You're not going to make it. They fought me. I battled them. 14 years later, DreamShine, we're the best program in the state, in the country. And as I keep saying, we keep guarding and protecting and building our ship throughout this. Our ship won't sink. But I'm not gonna lie, the pressure's been real. It's been real, and I want you to, look, I'm even gonna give you a recommendation. Well, first of all, please, my book, 16 Reasons Why Your Business Sucks, How to Be Freaking Awesome at Every Level of Your Business, of Your Leadership, of Your Finances, and Build Your Own Dream Team, is available this month now. Boom, it released everywhere. Grab it anywhere, Amazon, Audible, all versions. Thank you for supporting me. That's a game changer. That's everything from my years and years in there. And another one is I've been listening to again the book Relentless by Tim Grover, who is, I don't know what they would call you, Tim, a high performance, not only a coach, way beyond that. He was the coach, performance coach, trainer for Michael Jordan, for starters. And it goes way beyond that. And he talks about tapping into this killer instinct. And I'm listening to it and I can relate to it. And more than ever, I'm relating to it now throughout this time when we're plagued with this doubt and this fear. And he keeps talking about freaking tapping into that killer instinct that you know you have in you, that's got you to where you are and is going to continue to get you to where you're going to go. This isn't the time to be allowing more freaking negativity and doubt to sink in. It's time to zone all that crap out and tap into what you know is true. And that killer instinct, that complete freaking focus of saying, look, I keep saying it, I'm going to dominate through this. I'm not just going to overcome. I'm not just going to push through. I'm going to freaking dominate throughout this. And I want you to say the same thing. Yep, that sounds crazy, Mark. Oh, that's not like everyone else. Good. I don't want to be like everyone else. I never wanted to be like everyone else. I don't freaking care about everyone else, because when you dominate and do the dream that's in your heart and keep following that instinct that only you have, that no one can do for you, that's how you're able to serve and help other people in the bigger picture. So screw what everyone else thinks. You think the media gives a crap about you? You think these stupid politicians arguing about this and that give a damn? No. You are the captain of your own destiny. And I want you to remember that. And as this pressure comes in, I want you to freaking tap into that killer instinct that you know that you have. And as I say, you don't get to give up, because your purpose is bigger than you. You don't get to give up. So stop with all this crap. I know we're all going through it. We all get it. Stop allowing this stupid freaking news and stuff to come into you, and tap in to that killer instinct. And don't just go out there and make it through and survive. Triple down, quadruple down, and freaking dominate, crush it, and never settle, never give up. Keep elevating beyond.